This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to jump on into one of those if you like. And you can take control of the airwaves to bring up what you want. Last night on the show, nobody, you were on that particular episode of the program. Y'all started the show out by talking about the founder and longtime CEO of Defense Distributed, Cody Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But then the show got off on a different track relatively quickly with just a load of callers calling about the corrupt court system, family law, horror stories, things like that. And I don't think, at least according to Chris Reitman, who is also hosting, I don't think y'all really got into the story about Cody Wilson in any meaningful fashion. So I think we should do that because this is a pretty big story.
He's really interesting.
He's back.
Yeah.
After basically taking a guilty plea in regards to the alleged sexual assault case, which I'm sorry, I don't think it's sexual assault if the person was consenting, even if she was 16 at the time. The story here from the Washington Free Beacon. Gun rights activist Cody Wilson has told the Washington Free Beacon he's returning to the company he founded, Defense Distributed, a company that manufactures machines that make gun parts after striking a deal in his sex crime case. Wilson said he was invited back by Paloma Heindorf, who had taken over the company about a year ago, just over a year ago, after Wilson was arrested for paying an underage girl for sex. He also, by the way, he thought the girl was 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because she had a profile on a site that only allows people who are 18 and up to have profiles. Of course, the only way they would know is simply by the person simply like self-verifying that I'm over 18. So he had no reason to believe she was under the age of 18. There was never any allegation that like there was a chat between them, right? Mm-hmm. They did chat. And they did, you know, share pictures and whatever in advance of their actual meetup. But it's not like at any point during that conversation she told him, oh, by the way, I'm only 16. That didn't happen. Those were never alleged. That was never claimed in this case. But yet, he was somehow supposed to know that she was under the age of, in Texas it's under 17. So 17 is legal, 16 is not. So it
basically would have been legal in a lot of places like New Hampshire.
Correct.
Even a couple of years ago, I think they tried to some people tried to increase the age, and overwhelmingly
struck it down.
Yeah, because it's believe it or not, the majority, at least in New Hampshire, and in at least some other states, a bunch of other states, don't think that 16-year-olds can't consent. They think 16-year-olds can consent.
Thank goodness. Yeah, it's going to keep a lot of people out of jail.
It's misleading though, because a lot of places, a lot of media, you know, people, you know, express outrage on it, and it's the reality is that's not the majority opinion. It's just we're overwhelmed by this minority.
There's a certain loud minority.
Yeah, a certain loud minority. You know, and so people, you know, they get persecuted.
Regardless, Wilson, of course, was persecuted in this yep. particular case. He luckily can afford some attorneys, I imagine.
Not that they did much good, probably.
Well, they got him a deal.
Sure, but that was
he didn't go to prison.
That was sure. That was more navigating the legal system than actually getting off on anything. It's not like
here's the thing with attorneys.
I
think that's where you're wrong. Here's the thing with attorneys, right? And I'm not a fan of most attorneys in general. Yeah. I think the profession is incredibly corrupt. But usually it's at a good old boys network, and they all know each other to some extent. They, you know, they all go to the same hangouts in a lot of cases. Now, obviously, Austin is a much bigger city than, you know, somewhere like Keene. in Keene, absolutely every attorney knows every other attorney, right? In Austin, you probably see the same ones fairly often. You may not intimately know them, but and the one thing you really can't do with court cases is compare apples to apples. You can't, if you get arrested, and you have been, we all have been, for civil disobedience. Yeah. But if you get arrested and you take a case to court by yourself, versus take that same case to court with an attorney, well, you don't get to live both lives, so you don't know exactly how it would have gone in one way versus the other. You only get to pick one way.
Sure.
But there's a strong argument that if you hire the attorney, that he'll get you a better deal than you would be able to get on your own. Now, there's no way to prove that, but...
Yeah. Well, the deal that Wilson got, I mean, for the situation wasn't... was pretty good. I mean, he's not going to end up...
He avoided prison.
8 years hence with a... well, not just that, but once he completes the terms, he's going to end up not being a felon.
Correct. And he'll get off the sex offender list in that case.
Right, and he'll have a right to keep and bear arms again, so... Or that right will be respected again. So
exactly.
That makes the whole a huge difference.
The whole idea that this was a good deal, just, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. The system is so messed up, but, it seems far from ideal situation.
Well, the whole thing is a raw deal.
What do you compare it to?
Yeah, the whole thing's a raw deal.
Well,
it's better
than
20...
not existing in the first place.
Well, yeah, but you don't have that option.
Yeah, attorneys can't do that. They can't just wave a wand and make the law go away.
Right.
I mean, they screwed him over. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. They ruined a year plus of his life while he was, you know, because whenever you get charges hanging over your head, it's hard to really want to do anything because you don't know what's going to happen in your life. You don't want to just open a new business or, you know, make major changes or whatever because you could just be thrown in prison. In his case, he was facing a couple of decades, I think at least, in prison here. And so when given an opportunity to not have a felony after 7 or 8 years, I think it is, and, you know, not have any prison time, you can't blame somebody for taking that deal. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
the thing that concerns me, though, about him returning to DD is his agreement includes monitoring of all the computers and internet-connected devices that he has access to.
That's right.
So the question is, does that give the feds access to all the computers that Defense distributed?
Well,
probably not. So it would only be the computers that he has physical access to. So as long as they, you know, don't give him physical access to it, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that he's going to be taking back over his old role, but I haven't actually gotten through the whole story yet.
Okay.
Maybe he'll have like a secretary do all his work for him on the computer. You know, maybe he can do things without.
I mean,
having
we don't even know how much computer use he was using, you know, prior to this. Either so,
at least for to run his job or his job, I don't know. I mean, clearly he was a computer guy, right? Like he definitely knew about technology, and I'm sure he spent a lot of time on it. But Wilson's return, according to the Free Beacon, will put him back at the center of the legal battle over homemade firearms and just how far the Second Amendment protections extend. He has for years now been seen at the center of several lawsuits seeking to curtail the distribution of firearms blueprints online, meaning his company was sued by the federal government to prohibit him and Defense Distributed from distributing these files. He became successful in that particular case, by the way, and I believe that injunction was removed. His new brainchild will produce finished gun parts for popular firearms like the AR-15 and 1911 using basic templates and raw materials, but will work faster than previous models because they were already on Ghost Gunner 2, so it sounds like they're going to have a third edition coming soon. And it'll also manufacture steel AK-47 parts as well. Wilson told the Free Beacon in an interview, quote, "It's got twice the build volume. It supports the AK-47 now. It has a variable frequency drive. It's a totally different animal." Pre-orders for they're calling it the Ghost Gunner 3, began this week.
So, you know, here's a question. What's happening with the other court cases? Doesn't he have, like, a bunch of state attorneys that went after him?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that one. I think he sued back. I feel like he countersued in the federal case. but it's...
I don't recall there ever being any updates to that, but, I mean, these court cases take forever, so I don't know. Maybe it's just, you know, it's still ongoing?
That's a darn good question, and one that probably deserves a little bit of research. If you want to poke around, you're welcome to see what you can find. Maybe you know more than we do about these things. Maybe you follow this really closely, and you want to jump in to share your thoughts on the latest with Defense Distributed, the company that has shaken up all things homemade guns. And there's a lot of people who are not so happy about that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I'm sure those people are not happy that Cody Wilson is coming back to the front of the organization, which is very
cool. Giving him the finger.
Pleasant surprise, I gotta say. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Want to make sure you know about Edge Wallet if you would like to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, various tokens on the Ethereum blockchain, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and a bunch more. Get on over to edge.app to learn about the Edge Wallet. I just used mine within the last hour here in Keene to pay for my meal at a local bar that accepts cryptocurrency. It is super easy to use. It's user-controlled, meaning you control your own money with Edge. They don't have access to it. You can secure your freedom with Edge. Go to edge.app, learn more about it, or just go straight to your Play Store or Apple Store and download it for iOS or Android devices. It's Edge Wallet. As we continue here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Defense Distributed is bringing back Cody Wilson after he had spent the last year plus defending himself or attempting to defend himself against the onslaught of attack from the Texas state government that prosecuted him for the dastardly crime of having some sort of a sexual encounter with a teenage girl who lied about her age and then proceeded to turn him in. So not only did she get paid by him $500 for her evening that she spent with him in a hotel room, but she also snitched him out. So she was the real winner in this particular case. She got
And then she got paid again.
What, was there she compensation
got
paid, in
Yeah, she got compensation of $5,000. So she's Texas's most overpaid whore.
Wow, I don't remember hearing that. I bet you're right about that. I didn't know that the fine money went to the so-called victim.
Yeah, well, fine money doesn't, but so-called, what's the word
just
I'm looking
plea deal?
For?
Just like part of the deal, basically.
What
restitution?
Is restitution
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
When wow. there was restitution as part of it.
Outrageous. So, but the good news is, even after all that, he's back. He's going to be involved again over at Defense Distributed, the company that has made headlines internationally for selling machines. In this case, they're called the Ghost Gunner. They originally made news when they first released the world's first 3D printable gun called the Liberator. That was what put them on the map. And then they took that publicity and that, you know, the renown that they got, or the infamy, however you want to look at it, from doing that, and they released the Ghost Gunner, subsequently releasing Ghost Gunner 2, and then this week, apparently, beginning to take orders for Ghost Gunner 3, which they say will be twice as fast as the previous Ghost Gunner. And you could, as I understood it when we read about the previous Ghost Gunner number 2, you could do all of the work for a gun within a matter of hours. So this one's going to be even faster, apparently. And that's good news, because the Ghost Gunner makes it possible for individuals who don't have a bunch of machining experience to be able to hammer out the parts to put a real functioning gun together without the knowledge of the government, which is the most important factor. That's why they call it the Ghost Gunner, because the guns that it can produce are effectively ghosts, meaning they don't have serial numbers attached to them at any point. Because you start with basically just a hunk of metal called the 80% lower receiver, and then you just put that in the machine, and it pops out the holes that you need, you know, drills out the holes that you need to drill, and does the, you know, the finishing that needs to be done, and it works. I've seen the manufacturing facility. I've seen and actually picked up some of the guns that they have they've made with them. It's very, very cool.
Oh, you guys toured the facility when you were at the crypto conference, I think?
Yeah, we were at Texas Bitcoin Conference. I don't know, it must have been 3 years ago now, I think, when we did this. So it was pretty cool. A little bit more here from the story. So Wilson, again, had been in this fight over this alleged sex with a teenage girl. He paid $500 for that sex as it happened. And she was on, by the way, a website that was called, like, Sugar Baby Meat or Sugar Daddy Meat or something.
I'm
like
still
that.
Amazed that they're, you know, it seems like it's entrapment to pay, basically, restitution to a victim. Because it encourages people to basically, you know, put men into this compromising situation for a profit motive. And, like, it's like similar to entrapment. Just, you know, yeah. I mean, just maybe not by the, a particular agent, but by the government as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, in in general, I mean, restorative justice would be better than justice where, oh, well, you harmed this person, so give money to the state, which doesn't make any sense at all. If somebody sure. robs me, them then giving more money to the state, but so the state case, can use it to oppress me is not helpful.
In this case, they're rewarding somebody for lying.
So I would say the law is really the problem. I mean, this particular thing just should not be illegal.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was last month when Wilson's judge accepted a plea deal, which reduced the charge in his case from, I think it was like statutory rape or whatever the Texas equivalent is of that, to injury to a child, which again, 16-year-old is not a child by any definition.
And this person clearly wasn't injured.
It's these words are being used to manipulate people into absolutely. Thinking that you know these are terrible people when they're not. It's,
and thinking this is a helpless child when she's a 16-year-old now 17-year-old
we're being manipulated
girl.
Left and right by a certain group of people, you know, who have an agenda. And it's not necessarily one group, but there's multiple different groups with agendas. And you know, whether it's you know a law enforcement group who needs to make themselves look important. You know, by getting more people under that umbrella of, you know, victims of child or whether it's a drug, you know, the drug war or, you know, it's going to war overseas.
So in this case, they've got a summary of the sentence here. Wilson was sentenced to no prison time, but must register as a sex offender, attend sex offender therapy, pay a $1,200 fine, and refrain from contacting the victim. Well, he would want to do that, I don't know, among other conditions. And they don't get into the other conditions, but you touched on them earlier, Nobody, where he cannot use computers without being monitored, mm-hmm. basically. And I think it was 7 or 8 years is when he's sort of on this suspended sentence, or I don't know if it's called probation or what the term was for it, where he still is owned by the state. You know, if they want to come in and search his stuff, they can do that. So I think he's on probation, if I recall correctly. But after that 7 or 8 years, they will then wipe the charge basically off the books, and he will no longer be on the sex offender registry. So, you know, all things considered, it could have been a lot worse. They do recap the victim, so-called victim's mother and her words that she read at the sentencing. And I think we read those previously on the air, but I'm going to read them again.
Yeah, this is just a political attack. Nothing. 95% of what she said had nothing to do with her child. It had to do with attacking him for guns, basically.
So the quote from the mother was, "Our daily life was shattered. But she never wavered from the truth. Once she knew what you are, or who you are, and what you did."
Gun activist.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
She never wavered. Because he did, they said originally in the...
I mean, she's literally saying, if it wasn't for the fact that you were a gun activist, this wouldn't have been a problem.
You'd have been okay.
I mean, right. Yeah. Like, it's... I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Because he did allegedly brag about who he was to this girl, maybe trying to impress her or whatever, and that actually ended up being a problem.
This entire case has been surrounded by that, you know, that fact that he bragged about being a gun activist.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll read the rest of the mom's statement, and then the Free Beacon here actually gave Cody the chance to respond to her statement. So we'll share that as well. And you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. California Governor Gavin Newsom is declaring a state of emergency in Sonoma and Los Angeles counties due to the raging wildfires. The governor says the state has never had more equipment to fight wildfires and is bringing in even more today.
We'll be bringing in 747 into the area for exclusive use in the state of California. You'll see that aircraft in the very near future, meaning in the next number of hours.
President Trump says China wants to make a trade deal very badly. The president, speaking to reporters before leaving for South Carolina on Friday, says a lot of good things are happening with China. Both sides are said to be close to finalizing some parts of the agreement. The UAW is returning to work after a nationwide strike against General Motors. UAW members gave final approval today to a new four-year contract. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you're invited, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The great news that Cody Wilson is back. He's going to get a chance to respond in this article from the Washington Beacon to the ridiculous allegations of the mother of the so-called victim in this particular case, which, of course, was a completely consensual act between what was then a 16-year-old female who was masquerading as an 18-year-old female and Cody Wilson, the CEO at that time of Defense Distributed. He's coming back. We'll tell you more about the story with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules, which are so common in our lives these days, can get in the way. You might not have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer with code FTL there, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. So go to balanceofnature.com, use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get that offer. That's balanceofnature.com with code FTL. So we're sharing with you the mother of the victim in this case and what she had to say during the sentencing, or at maybe just before the sentencing. at the court where Cody was basically given the chance to not go to prison and not end up being a felon after after 7 years on probation. Now, that's by no means an easy task, as nobody you've had a little bit of experience with after you got convicted of selling some cannabis. They put you on probation, which you subsequently violated because you weren't going to stop using cannabis. And at one point, you actually cut a deal with the judge to put you back in jail for a few months in return for getting rid of the probation sentence.
I did another 6 months, and they dismissed 2.5 years of probation.
Right, rather than having to be in and out of court again with further violation of probation charges. Yeah. And then
probation
who knows how much...
is basically there to be a trap to...
Yep.
To do so they can do worse things to you later.
Exactly. And even less attention is brought to those cases, right? So if a lot of attention was brought to you on your initial case, and there were a fair amount of people that came out to support you, you probably wouldn't have had as much support for a violation of probation. It just doesn't have the same sizzle as the initial arrest did for just selling cannabis. So a lot of these probation violations are just very routine for the courts, and they ruin people's lives even worse.
Yeah, and it's a preponderance of the evidence thing, so you don't get proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
So it's even easier for them to convict.
I'm amazed at all the conditions they've got for, like, putting when people go on bail before they've been convicted of anything.
Right.
And it's
no,
like,
alcohol, no.
Right.
This,
it's like, why should anybody's freedoms be taken away when they haven't even been proven, guilty of a crime? I mean, they can't get that time back to drink or do, whatever it is, that they're being prohibited from doing.
That's
that.
Right.
It's like, and they're not going to get compensated either. Anyway, it's just outrageous.
Yeah, I couldn't legally drink for a year. It didn't stop me, but
right. But if they caught you, you'd violate your bail and go right back into the clink.
Yeah, and it's not even like these conditions are based on the fact that a particular person has a drinking problem or that's
just
leading
standard.
To crime.
It's just
it's just stock conditions. It's just absolutely insane.
So the statement from the mother, which was read in court, this was at the time of his sentencing, talking about Cody Wilson. She says, "Once she knew who you are and what you did, she never wavered." So she didn't have a problem having sex with Cody. She had a problem with Cody being a gun guy.
Right.
Or more likely the mother had a problem with it.
Well, mom may not have known about it until the daughter brought it to her attention.
Right.
So, presumably the daughter inherited whatever belief she has from her mother. In this case, she remembers the gun you put in her hands and the feeling of your skin.
This is Texas.
But you ran, despite the publicity you have always been seeking from your fans and followers. You ran. You hid in a foreign airport and only came back because you were made to. She stood up in a public forum, despite talk of conspiracies and setups. Oh, really? What's her name?
Yeah.
If she stood up in a public forum, she was under the age of 18, so therefore is treated as a juvenile and is protected as far as her name being in court documents.
A whore that expensive should be proud, though.
Exactly.
And who gets $5,500 for... Yeah.
One evening, not even an overnight. He had her out of the hotel room by like 10 o'clock and dropped her off at like a burger shack.
And the thing is, like, he had left the United States prior to any sort of warrant being out there for his arrest. So it's misleading to say that he ran.
Well,
he just happened to be traveling.
But it seemed awfully coincidental. There's a chance he got a tip.
Or they could have waited until after he left to actually issue the warrant. So it looks that way.
Could have been.
I mean,
could have been.
It's something that had been planned months in advance. So
had it?
Yeah,
sure.
Was, I'm pretty sure that I read that it had been planned months in advance, that trip. So it's, it was a business trip, supposedly. Now, what happened once he got there, maybe, you could say that, hey, he was planning to rent a place for, who knows how long. But that happened after he left the United States.
What was he, in Thailand or something like that, I think?
I don't know if it was Thailand or, but it was one of those Asian countries.
Asked to respond to the mother's statement, Wilson told the Free Beacon, quote, "If it had been so severe, I would have been prosecuted." And I think what he means by that is more seriously prosecuted. Wilson and his legal defense have said he didn't know the girl's age when he paid her for sex. Quote, "Obviously, I regret it happening. It was a massive distraction. But in order to feel guilty, you have to have a criminal mind. You have to know you were committing a crime." unquote. Wilson insisted that despite laws that prohibit felons and others from owning firearms and previous reports to the contrary, he will still be able to possess them. He says, quote, "I'm definitely not a prohibited person. I haven't taken a conviction. There's no felony record," he says. "Travis County doesn't treat me as having lost my voting or my firearms rights." So this must be a case that's been put on file then. This must be, you know, not a conviction, but basically a conviction where if he does what the judge says, the case sort of stays floating out there on file, as they call it. And then after 6 or 8 years or whatever it is, it'll then be wiped off of that. And
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
He says, quote, "Even if I wasn't allowed to own firearms, I could still run this company." He says this company deals with software and components that aren't firearms.
He's just making very good point.
Manufacturing press, right? Critics have long decried the ghost gunner, 3D printing of gun parts, and home-built firearms as ways for criminals to circumvent gun laws. Though possessing firearms remains illegal for people prohibited from owning firearms regardless of whether the guns were home-built. Asked whether he felt he was the right person to lead Defense Distributed through its legal battles after pleading guilty to the crime, Wilson said a moral case wasn't necessary for him to participate in the cause that he has long embraced, adding that he may take a less public role going forward. Quote, It just has been my cause. I don't know how public I need to be anymore, so maybe he's not going to be the CEO. He says if it hampers the cause like I thought it would last year, I'd definitely depart. But I've been invited to return, and if our people still want me to be there, I'm definitely going to be there.
I think it's very important for people who have been targeted, in this way to come up and, you know, step up and go back to these roles and, you know, lead a normal life, because it basically says to the people who are using these methods to attack that they don't work. They're not effective. But most of the time they can. Right.
Because most of the time you're not going to get invited back.
Right. Yeah. And that's my point. Like, the more people who go back to work and retake the roles after they've been attacked and they've gone through the system, the better. Because it just goes to show that it doesn't, you know, their methods, you know, these immoral methods that they're using to attack people, you know, for reasons that have nothing to do with anything other than their own particular objectives, that they don't work anyway.
I agree if they can, although, I mean, there were people when I got arrested who acted as if I was cooperating, even though I did a year and a half specifically for not cooperating with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of cowards out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there's plenty of cowardice at the top of companies who are always very worried about what people think about them. Luckily, Defense Distributed appears to be an exception to that rule.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way, and you can share your thoughts, whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Great news that Cody Wilson, the founder, CEO of Defense Distributed, who had to step down about a year ago due to a frivolous arrest, a ridiculous prosecution by the part of Austin, Texas, or the state of New Hampshire, state of Texas, rather. he should have moved to New Hampshire because then they never could have prosecuted him for this. But anyway, he did come up here once upon a time to speak. I think it was at the Liberty Forum. I think he attended a couple of those. That was the Free State Project's wintertime convention. Which, by the way, is happening again next year, from what I understand. And speaking of conventions and gatherings in New Hampshire, we've got big news about ForkFest 2020. That has the dates have been announced. I've been putting together a blog post for a few days, and there's all these other things have come up. Like you and I were talking about being super busy.
Oh yeah,
networking issues arose this morning, so I still wasn't able to finish the damn blog post today. But I'm darn close.
It's always a bunch of stuff that happens all at once. Yeah. It's like you could be not busy for weeks, and then it's like all
and
of a sudden
it rains, it pours.
Yeah,
say yeah. So go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about that. The dates are going to be June 29th through July 5th of 2020. So not only should you mark your calendar now for that, if you've been excited about attending ForkFest, if you've been before, you're probably going to come again because everybody has said nice things about it from who we've talked to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been before, I expect 2020. I didn't realize how big it was going to be this year. It was much larger than I thought it was going to be. And so I expect we're going to see more growth in 2020. How much more, I don't know. I think it'll also help that we're going to be there on Independence Day weekend, which is going to be the first for ForkFest.
So maybe people will have off already for work and
good
stuff
question.
Like that.
Well, one of the things that was a problem previously was a lot of people who've got like kids in school, a lot of schools don't get out until the third week in June. And so that's one of the reasons why the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the final week, typically, of June, because they wanted to wait long enough to where the whole family could come up, because some kid was still at school. So
kind of makes sense.
When Forkfest was the week before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that actually cuts out a lot of potential attendees who are, you know, still have their kids in school.
Right.
So now that Forkfest is going to be the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that'll give more people time to get done with all their school and stuff and then go on vacation, basically. So I think it's gonna work out really, really well. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. The site has been updated. You can contact Rogers Campground, I think, still right now, and lock in your campsite for next year. At least I haven't heard that you can't do that. So
I don't know that you can't do that, but you might have trouble getting through. I've heard a little bit.
Yeah, they're not the most responsive sometimes.
So you might have to make a few
phone calls.
Definitely
not in the winter, because it's it's not a winter business.
That's
true. You don't run winter campgrounds in New Hampshire.
I think they are shutting down for the winter, like as we speak. So they're probably wrapping up the season. I think they usually stay open till some point in October. But anyway, reach out to them and get your campsite or your RV site reserved. We'll look forward to seeing you then. So just one more detail about Cody Wilson coming back to Defense Distributed. They have not yet said exactly what his role is going to be. He was invited back by the subsequent CEO, Paloma Heindorf, and Wilson did say that she would remain in a leadership role and he would not have an absolute, or rather as absolute, of a leadership role as he did before leaving the company. He also said the company would use the money that it makes from the new Ghost Gunner to pursue its political and legal objectives, including the ongoing suits against it. So, I mean, I don't know if this thing's organized as a nonprofit, but that's basically how it's functioning at this point, because they're just besieged by these government goons who are trying to put a stop to their freedom of speech. Because that's all that we're talking about here, right? Plans for a gun are freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
Distributing guns is a lot more complicated because there's all these ridiculous rules around them, you know, but the gun plans, that's just information.
Mm-hmm.
And so to try to stop that information from getting out is quite unconstitutional. It's un-American. And kudos to Defense Distributed for continuing to stand up for the rights of everybody to be able to build their own weapons.
When information like people wants to be free.
Yeah, this is very reminiscent of the encryption back in the 90s. Where they tried to, you know, stop, they classified it as ammunition, I think it was, and then they restricted it.
Well, they classified it as munitions,
munitions, which
is a more general term.
Right. Which is absurd, because it's software is also speech.
Yeah. He said the company...
Well, software can be a weapon or part of a weapon. Certainly, if you have a drone that's programmed to go out and kill people in an automated way, your software would be part of that weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think software can be part of munitions. I just, you know, they don't have a right to control any part of the munitions, hardware, software, or anything else. We have a right to enough weapons to defeat the government. That's what the Second Amendment is for. And that's what the nice thing about this idiot, what's his name? Beta?
Oh, yeah, he comes up
Beta
next
Male
in the story. Beto, I think is his name.
Yeah. But, you know, the nice thing about him saying, yes, we're going to come get your guns, is a lot of people reminding America and reminding him that the reason that we have a Second Amendment is that so that we can shoot cops. That's what it's for. So we can shoot cops and we can shoot soldiers who, as soon as they start fighting for the government and against the people, become enemy soldiers. And it's nice that at least is being brought back into the fore of the discussion.
Well, Cody actually has some words for Beto, and that's how this story ends from the Washington Free Beacon. He said the company's new machine, the Ghost Gunner 3, comes at a key moment since Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke has promised to send police to confiscate firearms. Wilson said, quote, Beto is all about how we're going to, and I think the Beto guy's from Texas. Cody said, Beto is all about how we're going to take your AR and AK. Well, this is a machine that does both. And by does, he means creates.
Right. Yes.
Not that it steals your guns.
that would be interesting.
So, again, Cody Wilson's back. I think it's great news. Hopefully he'll continue to be at least on the forefront of the publicity, because he's a great speaker on these subjects. He's passionate. He's knowledgeable. And he's the guy who created this company. So, kudos.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him back.
So, you can comment on gun freedom, the freedom to speak, the freedom to 3D print, the freedom to mill, whatever is on your mind. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, is there such a thing as the right to repair? That's what, Chris, you're going to be talking about coming up here tonight. If a thing that you have breaks, do you have a right not just to repair the item, because obviously you can repair your own stuff.
Right to repair is a little bit misleading.
It is. Absolutely.
You have a right to repair. You don't have a right to get parts given to you by somebody who doesn't want to.
You don't have the right to force others, to use violence against others, to force them to give you manuals and parts and things like that.
Yeah, and that's what, I guess there was a bill in front of the New Hampshire legislature that you've got a story about.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. Also, parking meters. Once again, they're in the news.
It's not one of us this time.
Unless one of us went to Indiana, because this story is out of Bloomington, Indiana, where Bloomington police officers are working to track down someone responsible for vandalizing 125 parking meters in the downtown area. Now, he didn't just cut these meters down like, you know, in the classic
Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah.
I like the way he did it, actually. That method is certainly a method that I would, you know, if I were to do something like that. Not that I'm a lot faster. Yeah, not that I am going to or looking to do this or, you know, it's just one of those things where, like, if you think about, like, how are you going to defend yourself against government if you're defending yourself against parking meters? And I'm not saying that this is... You know, I'm not even going there, but nonetheless, yeah.
What he did was he spray-painted the meters. He did two things. He spray-painted the meters pink and green, maybe one of the other colors, and then filled the coin and card slots with expanding foam. They estimate that it'll cost around $5,000 to fix the damage. That sounds low. That sounds low.
For 125 machines?
Yeah. These machines are expensive.
Maybe they mean five grand per machine.
Yeah. I'm wondering if this expanding foam didn't actually damage the machine. What I would have liked to have done is, if I was going to do something like this anyway.
It's going to make it hard as hell to have to take it all apart.
You would think. I would have used something that would actually corrode in the insides of the machine so it can't be repaired.
What would be a good
thing? I don't know, but certainly that would be the way to go.
I mean, an acid attack is going to take metal off parts. It can't be, could not be repaired.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever you want. And we'll talk about the so-called right to repair coming up on Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.